Good morning and welcome to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Wednesday morning. Congratulations once again to Jason Kellen of Martinsville. He was the winner today of Saskatchewan's Smartest Radio Listener. You're pretty unique if you have this. Only 3% of the world's population does. It seems like 90 people on the text line knew the answer was gray eyes. Jason Kellen was the first to get it. Congratulations to Jason. He is this week's SSRL winner. He wins the exclusive, limited edition, rare Little Town Apparel SSRL t-shirt as being the winner, and he will be our reigning champ back to ask the question next week. So I mentioned we're heading into the Saskatchewan Day long weekend. A lot of people look forward to this August long weekend. The exhibition hits Regina, Saskatoon, Prince Albert this week. So many small towns and communities have events planned on this weekend. Some have already had. I mentioned the Big Abernethy Fair was last weekend, but some communities, this is the weekend where they organize a bit of a homecoming. And it really got us talking about the gems that are out there, the communities that are out there, the community slogans that are out there, including what is your community superpower? There's lots. I just had acting chief of the Regina Police Service, Laura Lee Davies, on saying, Lee Ross, Saskatchewan, she didn't think had a slogan. I said, neither does Abernethy. It's the home of Len Thompson. It's also the home of the Motherwell Homestead, which is a national park, and lots of people have ventured out to the Motherwell Homestead, which is about 1 kilometer just outside of Abernethy. The home of Len Thompson, probably the bigger one for us in that community. And as I've said, I'm still working to try and work with the company. So it's now known as the Palliser Bait Company. But Len Thompson, who created the very first fishing spoon, the Five of Diamonds, the infamous Five of Diamonds, the yellow fishing spoon with the red, five red diamonds on it. That was created in a press, in a basement, in a house in Abernethy in the 1920s. And from there, he built this great company. It's since moved to Lacombe, Alberta, but we have a sign on the outside of our village, but we don't have a big fish hook. And that's my goal, to try and get that. But I'd love to hear what your town superpower is. What's your community superpower? What's the slogan of your community? 1-877-332-8255. Bigger is coming out to be huge. Everybody from Bigger is saying, this is one where we can win, if there's a win, right? It's Bigger, of course, is very, very well known. New York is big, but this is Bigger. That, of course, showed up on numerous texts that we got from people this morning on the text line. I was laughing at this one. Jill from Wynyard said, I need to tell you that my area doesn't have a slogan, but the Quill Lakes has been known for a while for the excavator that's been sticking out of the water along Highway Number 6. Well, this past weekend, a wrecking company retrieved it. It's been in the lake since 2014. And she sent some pictures of them pulling this excavator out of the lake. If you've driven by the Quill Lakes, you've seen it. No doubt you've seen it abandoned there. It's, as she says, has been there for what, better part of a decade now. Just got pulled out over the last little while. 1-877-332-8255. What would it be for you and your community? Lots of people talking about how Tisdale changed its theme from the land of lake and honey. Spy Hill, home of the Carl Lorch Snowplane. Am I saying that right? Carl Lorch Snowplane? That's Troy from Spy Hill. All right. Thanks for that. 1-877-332-8255. Mike says, I think Regina should be the home of the dandelion. I've seen a few out of the community as well. Lots of them. 1-877-332-8255. The other conversation we've got going this morning, which has been a really good one, is a lot of people joining in the conversation about exhibition memories from when you were a kid. So I welcome those as well. I'm not going to discourage you if you want to continue to join those. Okay, here's one. I think we all know the excitement and the fame associated with Park Beg, Saskatchewan, but I'm going to let Aaron share it. Aaron, are you from Park Beg?
You betcha.
All right. Home of?
Gaynor the Gopher and the Park Beg Alpine Club and famous Andrew Scheer doppelganger.
Oh, yes. I remember you telling us this story. Oh, my gosh. Now I completely, it just popped into my mind. That's right. So, yeah, the Gaynor the Gopher thing. I mean, I did the public address announcing for about 13 years for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And so in that pregame verbiage that we gave out at the Rider Games, of course, it's now all the way from Park Beg, Saskatchewan. Yeah. Always was a big hit for sure. Okay, Aaron. Well, thanks so much for calling in and joining the conversation.
Thanks, Mike.
Doppelganger for Andrew Scheer. I forgot about that. We literally have to try and get those two together sometime. 1-877-332-8255. What is your town slogan or what's your town superpower? What's your community known for? That's what I'm asking this morning. You can shoot us a text. 1-877-332-8255. So back to the exhibition memories. Tim in Saskatoon says, back in the 70s, we loaded up our station wagon with a bunch of friends from the lake, headed an hour to the Saskatoon X. I was 16. I was the oldest. We all had fun. We spent our allowances, made memories that we still talk and laugh about. No one got hurt, and we're all successful adults that learned how to be independent and responsible. So there you go. You can be footloose, fancy-free, and have fun at the exhibition and blow your cash as a teenager and grow up to be successful. Darby in Silton said, I grew up in North Regina in the 50s and 60s. We could walk to the exhibition grounds. My cousins actually lived a block away from the Montague Street entrance. We always would go, a group of kids. Admittance was free for 12 and under. I remember getting in free at the age of 16, LOL. We'd be there for hours, usually went at least twice during the week. It was a lot safer in those days. At night, we got home, we'd sit outside the front steps and watch the fireworks with our families. Darby, thanks so much for the text. 1-877-332-8255. Chris from Saskatoon says, when I was young, I had an exhilarating ride on the Ring of Fire and proceeded to puke on some young lady's leg. Coincidentally, Christopher Lake had a small carnival last weekend, and I threw up as an adult on the Force 10 ride. Chris from Saskatoon, stay off the rides. That's my advice to you. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go back to the phone line. I've got Mike on the line from Watson. What is it for Watson, Mike? I've driven through Watson many times. I can't remember. Do you have a slogan?
Okay, you do. If you drive through on Highway 6 going north, you probably might not see it, but if you stop at the junction there, junction 5 and 6, there's about a 15-foot high, I haven't measured it, but could be a 15 or 20-foot high, big picture of Santa Claus, and then in big letters, we are the home of the original Santa Claus Day, and it's every letter you post, it has that, and a lot of people drive for miles around to post their Christmas cards from Watson because it has that home of the original Santa Claus Day.
Oh, that's neat. I never knew that, but that makes a lot of sense that people would make the trek there just to have that stamped on the letter.
That's right. Postmaster, I think she's pretty busy in December. Thank you.
I can imagine. Awesome. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you calling in from Watson, Saskatchewan. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. What is your community's superpower? What are you known for? Is it a slogan? A lot of times the slogan is just kind of a, you know, it's a nice thing to put on the sign, but your superpower might be something different. I'd love to hear what it is. Give us a shout or continue to share your exhibition stories. Some good ones flying in on the text line as well. Phone and text lines open for you. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with more of your stories here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. It's a conversation that makes me smile. I love the texts that are coming in on the text line. We're talking about small town slogans. Or maybe a better way to put it is small town superpowers. We're just a couple of days away from the Saskatchewan Day long weekend where we enjoy a long weekend in the province. But for many communities, it's the opportunity to bring people back home. They run, maybe it could be a fair, a sports day, a tractor pull, whatever the case may be. And if your community has a superpower, something that it's known for, maybe it's in the slogan of the town, maybe it's not, we're looking for you to join the program. 1-877-332-8255. Kim from Macklin says, home of the World Bunnock Championship. So the game of Bunnock, which is, I think, otherwise called Bones, right? It's being played this weekend. There's a big championship being played this weekend in Macklin. 320 teams competing in it. It's the 31st championship. So Macklin, Saskatchewan, is definitely the place to be. Wolseley, Saskatchewan. This is Donovan texting in. The town around a lake. I think it's on the sign, actually, of Wolseley right outside. Superpower is the Swinging Bridge. Have you been on the Swinging Bridge in Wolseley? I've been there many times. I mean, growing up, we used to play, like, it was in our, whatever we called it, the area we played sports against, Lemberg, Wolseley, Grenfell, that whole area. So we used to go to Wolseley a lot. So, but we stopped there one time. I had Jody with me. She had never been to the Swinging Bridge. She made it about 25 steps onto the bridge and said, no, I'm not going across there. Didn't like it too much. But anyway, it is definitely what Wolseley is known for. Slogan is town around a lake. So we have a text here from someone wanting to talk about Kelvington. So Brian in Saskatoon said, Kelvington, Saskatchewan, if you want to talk about what they're known for, how about the fact that they're a hockey factory? The number of great players that have NHL level caliber players that have come out of Kelvington, Saskatchewan, Lloyd Gronsdahl, Wendell Clark, Barry Melrose, Joey Kosher, of course, Corey Kosher. And then goes on, he texted back and mentioned that Glenn Hall, famous goalie, was married to someone from Kelvington and even known to mingle with the people at the Kelvington Hotel. So Kelvington, definitely a connection with hockey. Evan with a text, Anaheim, not Anaheim, and it's all about the spelling in his text, Anaheim, Saskatchewan, of course. Lots of people texting in saying, you got to mention Tisdale. Used to be the land of rape and honey. They changed their name, or they changed their slogan. I don't think I have the new one in front of me. If you're from the area of Tisdale, what is your new slogan? Let us know. Shoot us the text, 1-877-332-8255. And the number of people from Bigger who are prompt and proud. Dakota sent a text in, very proud of our town slogan. We have lots of exciting developments happening in our community this year, including Farm in the Dell, the final two phases of our revitalization project. I always encourage people to come out and check what this incredible community has to offer. And of course, Bigger, known for its sign. New York is big. This is Bigger. Opportunity grows here. Tisdale, Saskatchewan. There you go. Thanks, Frank. Looked it up for me. Yeah, they made the change a number of years ago. Of course, the land of rape and honey was all about canola, or the rape seed, which is a derivative of that. But they became politically correct and got rid of that slogan. So Tisdale is the opportunity grows here is the slogan that they use. Lana from Saskatoon just had my 40-year high school reunion in Outlook, Saskatchewan this weekend. We went to high school in Outlook because our school in Conquest only went up to grade 9. Conquest used to be known as the Carrigana capital of the world. I don't even know how I knew that, but I had heard that before. Carriganas. There's something to, put you on the map. Carrigana capital of the world, Conquest, Saskatchewan. Planted as shelter belts, but with the changes to large-scale farming, many were taken out to accommodate the equipment. The world's largest lily in Parkside, and they have an annual demolition derby there. Randall and Shelbrooke, thank you for that. 1-877-332-8255 is the number if you want to join the conversation. So Dave and Kincaid with a message. Mayron, you know where Mayron, Saskatchewan is? I think it's just south of Gravelburg. I've driven, like I've been to Mankota before, and I'm confident I drove by Mayron. I think it's down in that southwest part of the province. So he says, Mayron was well known for its chicken wings, but back in 1988, the hotel burnt. There was lots of people from all over came to Mayron to eat the wings. The wings were great. Other places try to make them like Mayron. but none are quite as good. They were the best. Dave from Kincaid, thanks for the message. Ruth, Foam Lake was voted as the best place in the world to live in a worldwide contest. It's on our town sign. I wonder what that contest was like, that Foam Lake is voted the best place in the world to live. Momart, can't forget about Momart. Paris of the Prairies. Ingleford, Saskatchewan, home of the Hogfest, ran for 50 years strong. Has a stamp also. Richard from Ingleford with that one. Thanks for the text there. Not sure about Shaughnavan's slogan, but the superpower has to be the people. Home of Haley Wickenheiser, Braden Coburn, the Hunter Brothers, Chef Rusty, the owner of the Harvest Eatery. I could go on. Darren, formerly of Shaughnavan. It's been a good conversation. It's been a good time. I know there's a ton of great superpowers out there. I threw this up on our Facebook page as well, so you can continue the conversation there if you want to join in. Go to the Evan Bray Show Facebook page, and you can share your not only your community slogan, but the superpower that you have as well. Well, it's been a full morning. Exhibition gates about to open in Regina at 12 o'clock today. By all accounts, the parade very successful in Saskatoon. The Saskatoon X Parade fired up at 10 this morning. Hundreds of people out to enjoy that, and the fair starts up officially tomorrow in Saskatoon. Prince Albert's Fair happening this weekend as well, so lots of action as we head towards the Saskatchewan Day long weekend, just a couple of days away here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.